Watching, a Due South fanfiction story written and read by Lutzula. This story is Fraser/Kowalski and is rated R. It was late evening when Fraser finally stepped through the door, and the lack of wind and the sudden light stunned him a little. He blinked, leaning against the wall, as Ray looked up from the big mug of coffee he was nursing at the table. "You all right? How did your patrol go?" Ray got up to help him with his coat, then sat him down on a chair, kneeling down to untie his boots. "Oh, fine. It was routine, really, although the weather did delay us a little." "Ray, you needn't." "Sit, Fraser. Thanks for staying up. I'm sorry, you must have worried." "No, I was fine." Fraser didn't contradict him, although the tension in his shoulders as he fumbled with the bootlaces belied his words. "You hungry?"
"I've eaten, thank you."
Fraser lifted a hand that felt heavy and uncoordinated to stroke Ray's hair. His cheeks blazed in the relative warmth of the cabin, and his feet began to thaw up. "Frankly, I think sleep is what I need the most."
"Come on then."
Ray pulled him up and towards the bed, tugging off Fraser's sweater and leaving it to drop on the floor. He meant to protest this, really, but found it took too much effort, and his other clothes went the same way. The sheets were strangely cool on his skin, but Ray was hot against him as he slid naked into his arms to kiss him. Ray was hard, he noted, as if from a distance.
"Ray, I apologize. I'm very tired. I don't think I..."
Ray pulled back.
"God, no. I'm the one who's sorry. I mean, I know you're tired. I shouldn't have bothered you. It's just, I've missed you and I was kind of horny and just sorry."
"Ray, you have nothing to be sorry for." Fraser threw off the sheets and blankets. His body seemed to be overcompensating the earlier cold with excessive warmth, and pushed himself up to sit against the wall.
"Touch yourself, Ray. I'll watch."
Ray looked at him and swallowed.
"Okay."
Ray sat against the other wall, splaying his legs and drawing up one knee to the side. His hand moved to his erection, lightly at first, stroking with the tips of his fingers. Fraser felt his gaze like a caress, raising goosebumps on his skin and tightening his nipples, and he could see the small emotions of Ray's eyes as they moved over Fraser's body. His feet and hands were tingling, flooded with warmth. His sexual response to Ray, usually strong and immediate, was slow now, struggling against the incoming tide of sleep. But under Ray's intent gaze, he felt arousal flow sluggishly through him, pooling in his groin, where his penis gradually filled and grew hard.
"Oh, Fraser, you're so..."
Ray trailed off, leaving his sentence unfinished, as Fraser watched his hand speed up, stroking himself firmly. His chest rose and fell rapidly. Watching him, Ray was watching him watch Ray, their gazes locked together. The tip of Ray's erection was glistening now with wetness, and Fraser reflexively flicked his tongue out, his mouth watering. Ray groaned, and his head fell back, thunking lightly against the wall. His hips thrust up, the rhythm uneven and stuttering. Fraser was torn between watching the bliss on his face
and the milky semen pulsing between his fingers as he climaxed. Ray sat there, panting, until he finally looked aside and broke their eye contact, reaching down for the towel beside the bed to wipe himself off. He came closer, on his hands and knees, then gestured vaguely. "Can I?" Fraser cleared his throat. "Yes." Ray moaned as he took Fraser's erection in his mouth, as if he were the one getting sucked. Pleasure washed in waves over Fraser, and he floated in it passively. It felt unaccustomed to do nothing, not even move or thrust in response. Only lie in lassitude while Ray brought him pleasure. Ray's tongue, his mouth, was the thread that held him to consciousness, kept him from sinking into sleep. It had been long enough for him that he soon gave it up, coming into Ray's insistent mouth with a shudder. Ray licked him clean, then tugged him down beneath the covers and was gone. "Ray?" he managed, and then the red light behind his eyelids turned to black, and the bed dipped as Ray sat down. "I was just turning out the light." He felt Ray curling up along his back, and then cold feet on his calves. Fraser was drifting now, dissolving softly into the darkness. He wondered vaguely if it would be possible to lose himself in the night, if the threads of his self could just scatter and be gone. Then he felt Ray's hand on his hip, anchoring him, and he let himself slip away. Thank you for listening. I'm Lutsula, and you can find more of my stories at lutsula.livejournal.com.